Thorold today has reached out to candidates running to represent Niagara Centre in the February 27th provincial election to tell voters in their own words about themselves and what issues they think are important to Ontarians. Here is Ontario Liberal Party candidate Damien O'Brien's response. Name: Damien O'Brien. Age: 39. Where are you from? Currently Hamilton, previously St. Catharines. Party affiliation: Ontario Liberal Party. 1. Why have you decided to run for office?
I believe that an MPP should make a positive difference in their community. I got my start in politics in the Niagara region as a student at Brock University and have kept my ties to the region since then. For too long under Doug Ford, the people of Niagara Centre have been overlooked and taken for granted at Queen's Park. Healthcare in Niagara Centre has suffered under the Conservatives. Affordability for the basics, food, housing, has gotten out of control.
2. What do you bring to the table that sets you apart from other candidates?
I have worked in government and politics over the last 20 years. I understand how to get things done and deliver results. It's time for change at Queen's Park and here in Niagara Centre. A vote for the Ontario Liberals will send a message that cannot be ignored. Enough is enough, it's time for change and to get the basics right again.
3. What do you feel are the top three issues facing Niagara residents and Ontarians in general, and how would you address them beyond simply providing more funding?
Healthcare, affordability, and housing are top issues I've heard at the doors. With regard to healthcare, Ontario Liberals would create 2 new medical schools and expand existing medical schools, doubling the number of medical school spots and residency positions. We would deliver team-based care with evening and weekend support, integrated home care for seniors, and accessible mental health services for youth. As well, we would add at least 1,200 qualified and experienced internationally trained doctors over 4 years. In Niagara Centre, I would fight for local health services, including those at the Port Colborne Urgent Care Centre and the Welland Hospital. On affordability, Ontario Liberals would eliminate the 8% provincial component of HST on hydro and home heating bills, lower the personal income tax rate for middle-class families by 22%, from 9.15% to 7.15%, and double ODSP benefits and index them to inflation. Further, we would eliminate the interest on Ontario Student Assistance Program, ODSP, loans for students. On housing, Ontario Liberals would eliminate the provincial land transfer tax for first-time homebuyers, seniors downsizing, and nonprofit home builders, saving families and seniors $13,500 on average. We would also scrap development charges on new middle-class housing, which can add up to $170,000 on homes. As well, Ontario Liberals would make renting more affordable by introducing fair, phased-in rent control, resolving landlord-tenant board disputes within 2 months, and establishing the Rental Emergency Support for Tenants Fund to help vulnerable renters avoid eviction during financial emergencies.